This is No Pink Spandex, episode 22, for Saturday, June 24th, 2006.
Yeah, no, yeah. Oh my gosh. All the crap we talked about.
I know.
Let's do a recap, shall we? Long ago is okay. Inner strength. Eh. What's the other one? Soul Spectre was awesome because Chip is awesome and I don't care what anybody says. And Daggeron is awesome, better than Kruger because Kruger's a butt munch. And...
Yeah, this is a good recap.
And, people who, like, try to pretend to be other people just to, like, vote for themselves on polls, on silly Power Ranger boards, they need lives.
Yes.
And you must watch Wendy Wu, Homecoming Warrior, because the action scenes are awesome. And, no capes.
No capes.
No capes. No capes. That's all you have to say. No capes. And, yeah.
Lisa.
Yeah?
Pit of Doom.
Pit of Doom, yes. Yes. I forgot the Pit of Doom. Yes. I must have to say this again. Every season of Power Rangers had a Pit of Doom.
Yes. Well, okay. Was there anyone?
No, the first season when...
That had a Pit of Doom.
When the Zords were, like, when Rita, like, sunk the Zords, like, and they were, like, sinking into the
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Pit of Doom.
Pit of Doom. Yes. Season two...
Thank you, Tommy! Because he had his hand in that.
Season two, the only thing that pops into my head... is Storybook Rangers, where Tommy, Kim, and Rocky, they fall into that little cave thingy. That's the only thing that comes to mind. And then they get, like, almost freeze to death. Pit of Doom. A minor Pit of Doom, but Pit of Doom.
It was a frozen Pit of Doom.
Yes, it was. Season 3... Come on, they sank into, like, the frickin', like, command center, like, whatever. Pit of Doom!
But that was that was the beginning of Zeo, though.
Oh, well, no, because, like, no, the cliffhanger, oh, yeah. Yeah, that was the beginning of Zeo. You're right.
But, yeah, there's Zeo's Pit of Doom.
they're, like, all intertwined. That Pit of Doom! Pit of Doom! Turbo had two
movie, and then Tommy's Pit of Doom.
Pit of Doom. Yes.
Although the movie's Pit of Doom, I wanted Jason to throw him there.
Because that would just be more entertaining.
Yes,
no,
it would.
I want all the power. Like, no. That's not
I'm like, no, throw him there.
It's like, please. Just get it over with. You know? Oh, well. Yeah, and then let me see, what was next? In space did have a Pit of Doom. I cannot remember it at this point in time.
Any black hole would be.
Oh, yeah, they had a black hole. Pit of Doom. Pit of Doom. Somewhere in there. I don't know. Whatever. It's space. Somewhere.
Lost Galaxy. Mike going into a pit. Pit of Doom.
Pit of Doom. Lightspeed. What's his face? Going over the cliff. The father with, what's his face? The children. I mean, that's not a Pit of Doom, but yeah, it kind of is. Pit of Doom.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, Pit of Doom.
Falling. Okay.
Pit of Doom.
Time Force.
Time Force already? Time Force. Time Force. I don't remember.
Any time travel. Pit of Doom.
Pit of Doom.
I just like the song ever making something as we go along. Time Travel, Pit of Doom.
No, but,
Oh, snap. No, they had a Pit of Doom. I don't remember, but they, come on.
Oh, Pit of Doom, the area where they were summoning, Queen Bangira. That would be considered a pit.
Of Doom.
Yes.
Wait a minute, was that the team up?
No. I don't think so.
Queen Bangira was Lightspeed.
No, Lightspeed. So, Pit of Doom.
Pit of Doom. Time Force, they had some Pit of Doom somewhere. In there. Something.
Wild
whatever.
Force.
Wild Force had no Pit of Doom. They suck. That's
really?
Why they suck. I don't remember. I might be wrong.
Okay. Ninja Storm, Abyss of Evil, Pit of Doom. DT.
No. Oh,
Dino
yes.
Thunder.
Dino Thunder had,
Abyss of Evil again, Pit of Doom.
Well, yeah, that, yeah, but no, they had their own. Snap, where did, they had their own Pit of Doom.
Tommy's Fire Strike. And Earthquake Strike, Pit of Doom.
Pit of Doom!
There we go. He make his own Pit of Doom.
Yeah, whatever. Don't care. Dude, yes. SPD, Grum.
SPD at the end.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pit of Doom.
And then,
Mystic Force.
Chip's
Chip is
stomach.
His own Pit
Chip's
of Doom.
Stomach! Pit of Doom!
He's his own Pit of Doom.
God, we are so random today. It's fun though.
It's good times. Oh, but seriously,
dang.
Good. You know, each season has to have a Pit of Doom, or else it's gonna be like eh. It's gonna be eh. Yeah. So there is hope for Mystic Force. Because it broke a new record.
And there's absolutely no hope for Wild Force. Yeah.
The Dirk, no Pit of Doom. Hello.
Yeah. Although Turbo should have been better because it had two.
Exactly.
Maybe one's enough. That's weird.
Maybe because one cancel out the other.
Yeah.
Yes. I like how we make up things as we go along.
Yes.
Good touch. But yeah. Yeah, so that we talked about Pit of Doom.
Yeah. Would you consider like the first three Red Rangers stronger than the other Red Rangers because they didn't have Battleizers?
Okay, first of all, in Zeo, what's his face? Had like a bajillion and one Zords in one. Okay? He didn't need a battle. Tommy, he had like a bajillion Zords and one.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Okay, Jason had his own little power up when he used Tommy's shield.
Okay, yeah, so that. Some people wouldn't consider that a battleizer.
It's not a battleizer, but it's a power up thingy.
Yeah, it is.
You know? So he had a little thing. Yeah, but technically he didn't have anything. But yeah, come on, man.
That makes Jason rock anyway.
Or people will say, well, you know, the monsters were not that strong. That's why he could beat them on his own. Blah, 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 blah.
No.
But yeah, so, and what's his face? Yeah, it was, and then Rocky had the ninja thing, you know.
Yeah.
Ninjas don't need battleizers.
Ninjas rock on their own.
That's why Ninja Stone doesn't count.
Oh, ooh. Nice.
Thank you. But seriously, how you gonna be a true ninja and have a battleizer, yo? That made no sense, man. It's like, come on.
Connors, oh my god. Connors sucked.
Well, yeah, that's
a given. I felt bad for him.
That's a given.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, he wanted to be Inspector Gadget, and, you know, it's...
Go Gadget!
Doesn't bode well. Doesn't bode well. But yeah. Yeah. So what... I forgot what else we talked about. Yeah. Well, that's the recap, guys.
Yeah. We had this all recorded earlier, but, my computer just decided to be a butt and erase it all. So,
yeah, it's very unfortunate. I don't
kill the computer. Oh wait, no, I shouldn't. That would disconnect me. Okay.
Yes.
That would be bad.
So the computer will stay alive for just a few minutes. Yeah.
But yes. Yeah. So yeah, we like had like 44 minutes of podcastly goodness, and
then it was all deleted. So
but
yeah,
you got a good recap in like about a little over 10 minutes.
Yeah, which isn't bad.
Come on, you already Pit of Doom and no cape.
I love our Pit of Doom. Oh dear. Yeah, I think we were funnier this time than we were the first time. So
see, you didn't miss anything. Pit of Doom. Yeah. So,
Pit of Doom.
New catchphrase.
Pit of Doom.
No peak faintest. Pit of Doom. seriously, wear the spandex or Pit of Doom. That's what it is. So yeah, but good times. But yeah, let's see what else. Oh, and the fanfic stuff.
Oh yeah,
the
controversy.
Oh yeah, I did say that before. But yeah, if people didn't notice what we were talking about.
If I didn't say it earlier, I'll say it now. I was doing a lot of the awards for the fanfics, so.
Ugh. Time to redo them! Yay!
I might have to. If not, they,
Yay!
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to doing it.
Yay! Oh, and Paramorphicon. A year away.
Yeah.
And how we're going to be roomies.
Yes. That'll be cool. That'll be cool.
Good times.
Yeah.
Hopefully people will be there. Because that would suck.
If Jer and Tom will be there, it will be the apocalypse. Because remember, we were the Church of Oliver. And we named ourselves after the Four Horsemen. Yes.
Yeah, coming in with the hoods. And, oh my gosh, this is dude on the subway. Like, is this dude, he rides this horse thing, and he's like, mm-hmm. La cucaracha, ya no puede caminar, man, hard, stupid. Mm-hmm. And then, you're like, how does he control the back end? Because he's the front, and then there's, the back, it's just hilarious. So, yeah.
Oh, man.
He's on a horse himself. Maybe we should get one of those.
Horses.
Yes, and look like even more geeks than we are. Yeah, no.
Oh, you know we're geeks.
Hey, I'm not.
We watch Power Rangers for God's sake.
It's not like okay. I watch it for different reasons now. It's not like I watch it like, oh wow, I'm gonna get some really good stories and crap, and I'm gonna be really intrigued with the plot and whatever. Like no, I'm gonna be what's to laugh at next? And it's really bad.
That's what it is now. I mean, DT was a good season for me. I loved it.
Oh.
But there's other people on the board who say they hate it because the jokes are too corny, or they hate the people, or blah, blah, blah. Well, I enjoyed it.
Yes.
Because of the people, because of the, some of the jokes. Some of them were pretty good.
Oh, my God. But, I loved the premiere. It was like, mwah, ah, beautiful. Beautiful.
Well, dude, Tommy trying to lock the door when he's in a Jeep. I was laughing. I was like, dude, he's gonna get you anyway if you don't move.
Oh my god, joking. I remember that. Oh
if
my
you don't
god.
If you don't find that funny.
Oh snap.
I don't know why you don't find that funny because it is funny. Because you see this big thing. Topless Jeep, and he locks the door. Which only proves that Tommy's human.
Oh, snap. Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, that was funny. He's like, yeah, lock the door, Tommy. Real good, yeah. That hard. No, but, no, premiere, that was... And then, even SPD's premiere was kind of cool.
SPD's premiere was really good. I will admit that, yes.
You know? And then you get to, Mystic Force, and you're like, eh.
Yeah, Mystic Force is kind of, eh.
It was like, eh. I'm like, why are you going to start out with, really annoying characters? That makes no sense.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense at all.
SVD's season, I would say, was more enjoyable than this season so far.
Well, yeah. Excuse me. Yeah.
But
for dirt.
The character, even though... they didn't learn much in SPD.
They didn't learn nothing. Especially
their death. Their characters were enjoyable to watch.
I know.
Because they were good actors.
Jack didn't learn nothing. He ended up the same place he was.
Yep.
I'm sorry. I'm just looking back on it. I'm like, wait, Jack is in the same place he was.
Sky got what he wanted.
And only proves if you whine loud enough, you will get what you want.
Basically. And then Scott.
No, and what's his face? No. And then Sid and Z are like, no, Z got what she wanted. Z wanted something bigger.
And she did.
And she
Bill
did.
Beck was, yeah, but hers got resolved like at the beginning, so eh.
That is true. It's like, okay, you want something bigger here.
And then Bridge. Oh, Bridge.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Bridge was, like, awesome from beginning to end, so that doesn't really count.
Yeah.
But, yo,
it's
Jack
buttery.
Ended up in the same place, and Sky got what he wanted. I mean, I don't understand what the logic is. I'm sorry. I don't know. That makes no sense. Why are you going to make Sky red? He's supposed to stay blue because he's supposed to believe that, yes,
well,
it's what's inside that counts.
Didn't he learn that at, he learned that at one point at the season, and you'd think that they ended it there.
No.
But no.
Yeah, no.
Stupid.
But seriously, it's like, it just shows the kids, like, oh, well, he whined enough, so he got red.
Yeah. Although their Battleizer was really cool, though, so.
Well, I like
that.
I like SWAT mode, but I mean, what's up with the battle song? I wasn't too keen on that.
Well, if they took away the battle song, the Battleizer would have been good, but
there would have been nothing left.
Dude, chafing battle song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, no. But yeah, it's like, yeah, so like, you know, yeah, so like going back to the premieres or whatever, it's like Mystic Force, eh? I mean, what kind of premiere starts off like, eh? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's a bad sign, man, when you start off the premiere, eh.
Yeah.
Like, what was the last premiere that, like, was eh? See, you can't
know.
Even think, because all the premieres did not suck.
Well,
the only one that was, like, kind of, like, okay, what the heck is this, was Lightspeed to me. Lightspeed was like, okay, you're going to find these, like, random people, like, all...
Lost Galaxy, I thought, wasn't going to exist because it just felt like Space was going to be the last season.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It kind of had that feel to it, like, yeah, this is going to be it for Rangers.
Like, but, okay,
but then... But then Lost Galaxy came in, and I'm like...
Lost Galaxy, turn on the power. Sorry.
Yeah, and I'm like, what is this?
But no, I liked the premiere. The premiere was hot. I liked it.
Premiere was okay.
I liked
it. In my eyes.
Like, that was, like, the only thing I liked was the premiere. The rest of it was just too boring.
Space's premiere was good because it didn't have Justin.
Well, given... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, I mean, like, when you think premiere, you think, like, oh, my gosh, awesome. You don't think premiere, eh.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And maybe you thought that, like, Lost Galaxy premiere was eh because it was boring. Just like Mystic Force.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mystic Force is boring.
Like, seriously, the only reason why, like, I'm getting, like, ooh, cool times, Daggeron.
And it's nice to see John out of his suit, out of the doggy suit.
No, because, like, I mean, I was joking on the boards or whatever. Like, you know, I'm like, oh, my gosh, Daggeron is so cool. He's my boo, you know. And then Tristan, he's like, wait a minute. Do you, like, think he's cute or something? I'm like, no. I just think he's an awesome dude, man. You know?
Yeah.
Like, awesome.
The one picture I remember was John in the suit when he had the head off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was the one where he was looking cross-eyed.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, okay, I didn't even
that was pretty
the
funny.
Dude, yo. But yeah.
Yeah.
It was like, and I couldn't stand Krueger at all. I just couldn't stand Krueger. But I'm glad.
Okay.
I'm like, you know, John Tooley rocks because like he can make me like not like a character and then like a character the next. That's hot.
I know I can possibly get flamed for this, and I did say this in the previous recording too, but Doggy, I think was more of a God, what's the word?
Rasta man. He was a Rasta. No, go ahead.
Well, he was the guy that everybody looked to, that the person who could overthrow Tommy. I'm just saying. It was just,
ugh. Yeah, people wanted saving grace, blah, 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 Krueger, blah, 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 blah.
They wanted somebody else to say, oh, yeah, he's greater than Tommy, you know, just to have his laugh. Yeah, I know. I know you guys, all the Tommy haters out there, but come on. Quit beating it to the ground.
Basically. Now, the only exception would be Daggeron. Muha.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't care. Daggeron is awesome.
Daggeron needs to fight a little bit more before
Daggeron
I can
needs
really...
not fight anymore. Daggeron owns all. Muha.
Are you now a Daggeron fan?
I have been since day one. Yes. It was just too... I mean, I don't know. I like his swagger, you know what I'm saying? You know, he's... You know, when he was doing Xander, he was like, you know, da, 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 you know, next time get it right, blah, blah, blah. You know, he doesn't have to scream at nobody. He doesn't have to whatever. He was just, like, chill. Awesome. And then when he, like, morphs and whatever, doing his thing, bah, 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 you know, doing his thing, whatever. He's doing his thing.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say. He's doing his thing. So, Daggeron's awesome. Hands down. That's why I'm, like, getting all excited again. I'm like, yay! Misty Force! You know? Daggeron Force. That's what it needs to be. It'll be hot.
Yeah.
I'm bugging. But, yeah. So, yeah. Yep, that's about it. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. When's the next episode? It's Soul Spectre on Monday.
Yeah, but the one after it.
Yeah, it's probably going to show up on Jetix again.
Just to let everybody know.
Jetix.tv.
Oh, and I do remember one thing from the other recording. Even if you do have GSL, it still freezes for you.
Yeah, I mean, oh my gosh, the player is so annoying.
Yeah,
you cannot
it is.
Fast forward. You cannot rewind. You rewind.
If you rewind, you start over.
You start over. If you fast forward, you start over. If you pause, you start over. Everything you do starts over.
Well, I don't. I think you can pause it and then replay it again.
Well,
I've
maybe because that was my connection then.
It might be your connection.
Want to. It didn't
but
want to.
But yeah, you guys, the player is whacked. Okay.
You know. So yeah, that's the only downfall. But it's hot when they're like showing episodes and crap. And I rewatched the premiere of Dino Thunder.
You rewatched the premiere?
Yes, I did.
And?
Good times. Okay, yeah, it was like, you know, like 5 frames a second, but it was awesome.
Oh, dear.
Because my connection was being whack, but yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I am happy.
Okay, I do have a question for you, Lisa.
See.
When you found out that Jason was going to come back to be Tommy.
See.
What was your reaction?
Hoopajawan! I was like, no,
what
I
were
was...
you doing? Do you remember what you were doing?
Oh, well, because I remember when I first went on the board, it was around the end of Ninja Storm, and then people were, like, speculating about it or whatever. And then I was like, well, it's probably unlikely because he has so much crap that he has to take care of, family, business, blah, 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 hardly unlikely. Then Doug Sloan was like, well, at this time, he's not going to blah, blah, blah. I'm like, see? The people are like, oh, my gosh, he's just putting up a front. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, well, you know,
well,
you don't really know. See, we all don't know.
He kind of put up a front. What exactly happened was at the point at that time, quote, unquote,
yes,
he did not have him, let you know,
quote,
in mind
unquote.
For Dino Thunder.
Quote,
yeah,
unquote.
He did not have it.
No, please. No, they had him from jump. They had him from jump. They were just lying about it from jump. Seriously.
Why?
Because who wants to tell the people the secret? Oh, yeah, you guys are right. It's more fun to put it off.
Yeah.
You know, so whatever.
Okay, and then that day in November.
And then I found out and I was like, holy crap, I'm coming back to Power Rangers.
Yeah. I can tell you what I did when I first saw the commercial for it.
Oh, yes.
That was when I found out.
Oh,
my gosh.
Oh, snap.
I was like, okay, Dino Thunder's going to premiere. What is this going to be about, you know? Mm-hmm. Then I see him. I go, yes! No! Damn it! You know, no. It's apparently one of my friends is friends with his cousin. So,
okay.
His cousin kind of lied to the both of us.
Ah,
she knew.
Got you. Oh, it's a she cousin.
It's a she cousin.
Ah, she cousin.
But I'm not saying her name.
Not saying her name because
I'm not gonna privacy.
Privacy. You gonna tell me when we come up? No. But okay. I mean, like, it was like a double-edged sword because it's like, oh, that's cool, he's going back. But I'm like, what the? He can't go to do anything else. You know?
Yeah.
But no.
Yeah, but I was yelling like, yes, he's coming back. But then I yelled no right afterwards because I yelled no because I was lied to.
Oh.
I was like, no, you lied. You lied, cousin. Why?
That's funny.
Well, oh, but then I went on the internet after that, and that was when all the buzz was going.
Right.
So.
Yeah, and
that was like 3 hours later. That was when I didn't have satellite, so.
Right.
I was on, yeah.
Yeah, because it was. No, I understand. Yeah, you delay. But,
yeah.
No, because it was like, you know, everybody was, you know, talking about it or whatever, and I was like, ah, crap. What if this season sucks? What if it, like, really does suck? And I'm like, ah, frickin', he's gonna be part of this whackness, and I'm like, ah, blah. But I'm like,
yeah.
You know what? I like this role. It wasn't all on your grill, even though I would like that, but he wasn't all on your grill. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He was doing his thing behind the scenes. It was all good. Let the other little kidlets get their little spotlight. Good times. Be happy by all. You know what I'm saying? Good times, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I liked the fact that the characters had their own personalities to them, not sort of like, oh, yeah, we're just there, we're not that, you know. It's just, you know what I'm saying?
Well, they were all kind of stereotypical anyway. It was like, you know, the geek, the jock, the music girl, you know?
But you kind of needed it. You kind of needed it because you need characters to feed off of.
Well, I know. And they all hated each other, which was awesome. Good times.
Yeah, I could just imagine in a cartoon if Tommy and Connor were there, Tommy would be slapping Connor's ass.
What the?
In the cartoon.
What the?
Kind
of fantasies you having? What the?
No. I'm just saying, you know, if, you know, in most cartoons, you know, if there's one character who's kind of an idiot, you know, the one who's usually in charge or something like that just slaps him back to normal. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm just saying, you know, if this were a cartoon.
An anime. Because I've never seen no American people be just randomly smacking each other. Unless it was Super Monkey more Hyper, Hoppa Hoppa Hoppa, whatever that long name is. But yeah.
Yeah, I could say it, but then I'd be dork.
Super Monkey, Hyper T, Monkey, Super Monkey something. Super Monkey, Hyper something.
Super Monkey Team Hyper Force Go. Okay,
it's
there we
Super
go.
Monkey Team Hyper Force Go?
I think it's team.
I thought it was Super Monkey something team Hyper Force Go.
Oh, look, hold on. Just to get it right, just to give the fans of this show.
We're silly. We're like
yeah,
the Super Monkey something team. Something team. Super Robot Monkey Team Hyper Force Go. That's what it is.
Is that it?
Yes.
Okay, there
I
we go.
I knew it was
we
super
got.
something.
Yeah.
Next week on No Pink Spandex.
It's a really funny story about when I first met him. He introduced me to his wife. We had never met. I'd been working for him for months, and he brought his wife Cheryl up, and she said, Cheryl, I want you to meet this guy. He's an idiot.
My interview with Paul Schreier next week on No Pink Spandex. Check us out at awwman.com/NPS. And remember,
stay away from the spandex. It doesn't breathe.
Random. But yeah, Super Robot Monkey Team Hyper Force Go.
Yep.
But yeah. So yeah, no. I mean, what were we talking about? Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. For finding out when that crackhead was on there. Yeah, no, I enjoyed it. It was good times. Good laughs.
Yep.
Like and really, one of my friends from college. She was, you know, we were just like shopping around or whatever. Yeah, we were in FAO, and then we went into like the toy section, and then we passed by Power Rangers. She's like, oh my gosh, the one of the guys is coming back, and I'm like, yes, oh my gosh, yes, you know, it's Ginger Frank. She's like, oh my gosh, yeah. So we were all like excited or whatever, because like I didn't know she watched the show. She was like, oh my gosh, yeah, you know, like you know,
so
back
how,
in the day.
Yeah. So did she ended up watching Dino Thunder?
Well, I don't remember. I don't know. I don't remember. But she did watch. I mean, at that time, it was she brought up Forever Red.
Uh huh.
Right, and then you know, and then like Dino Thunder came around. I'm like, oh my god! So yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
Good times. Good times. But yeah, I mean, cause like I know a lot of my friends. Well, not a lot, but two.
Yeah.
The two. Who admitted, you know, they were like, oh my gosh, that, you know, the guy's coming back, you know, that's good, you know.
Yeah.
So.
But, God, some really funny moments in DT, though.
Oh,
God.
Reminisce.
I was laughing my head off when, what's the name of the wizard? Yeah, from that one Ethan episode. You know what? You know who I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
I looked.
I don't remember his name.
He took away Tommy's mouth, and I went, "Oh!" I was laughing so hard.
That looked very odd.
It looked
like,
odd. It was. It looked odd, but it was funny.
He's like, "Wait a minute! Shouldn't he get his mouth back?" He's like, "After." And then Connor's like, "Can we do it after midterms?"
That's why I thought it was funny.
Oh, snap. Yeah, it was good times. Seriously.
Yes.
And, you know, people, yeah, they're going to have their gripes about Zell tracks. And I have my gripe against normal Elsa. I'm like, come on. But
At the end? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish I was resolved more. Like, something behind
Elsa
becoming human like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't... Yeah.
And then she actually screamed for Tommy, and I'm like, oh. Right.
Yeah, I cringed. I went, no, not this again.
I was so mad. I was so mad. I mean, I was like, you know what? Elsa's going to be the joint because she's not gonna. She doesn't need a dude. She doesn't have to scream for Tommy. She doesn't have to do whatever. And then she does it. Blah.
I'm like, no.
So, yeah. That was kind of whack. But yeah, I mean, like, okay. Fine. Okay, I'll give them that. But then overall, it was the joint.
Yeah.
Good time.
Yeah.
You know, you were enthralled. Mystic Forest, not so much.
Yeah,
SPD. Rage. Anger. Good times, bad times. Mystic Forest,
entertaining.
Yes. 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 Get off
you
my truck.
You cannot say that SPD was not entertaining.
Exactly.
I will agree it was entertaining.
It was very entertaining. I was very entertained. I was either laughing with or at them. I was very entertained.
Me too. Wow.
You know? Like, sometimes in Mr. Force, I'm just like, eh. You know? It's like, not laughing, period. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, it's really boring.
You know? Like, this last episode actually was like, oh, this is kind of, you know, and long ago was like, oh, okay, that's cute. Because I was actually laughing a little bit. But like, eh.
Yeah.
Well, eh. I mean, at least there isn't, like, uber Nick focus, but, like...
Like it was at the beginning?
Yeah, but it's gonna come soon, and he's gonna be boring.
Okay, and I think everybody knows right now that Nick has to be Udonna's
son. Well, duh, yeah.
Yeah. Bowen.
Yeah. Oh, snap.
That would mean that Claire... is Nick's cousin.
And that would mean that they had spell set.
Incest!
But
heard it here, folks. Yeah.
But what was the episode where Claire was the Callan Don? What's his name? The Colin Calendar?
Calendar? The basically the traitor.
Yeah. What was the episode?
That was, I think, long ago.
Was that long ago?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, it was long ago. Yes, it was long ago.
I loved how she tackled him. She's like, yeah!
Basically, I mean, how could Claire's supposed to be the dumb one.
Yeah.
Claire figured it out, and then O'Donnell's like, oh, no, child. Poor child. Oh, child. You know, I'm like, come on. Why are they making O'Donnell so stupid?
Yeah, bad writing.
Oh, I used to love her, and now she's just, like, there.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, until she gets her powers back, you know she will.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Dang it. But still,
yeah.
It's like she's just like, eh. Oh, child. I'm like, ah, oh, shut up. So mad.
Yeah,
she's
just there. She's more like Zordon. Zordon at some parts was boring.
Well,
you
I mean,
know?
He did the same thing for how many episodes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
he didn't,
yeah.
Like, he never fought in battle and crap, but Zordon knew all. Zordon
yes.
was the joint. That's what everyone loved about him.
Yeah.
Donna isn't even there at times. So the Rangers are just doing their own thing. You know what I'm saying? It's like, and then they have, and then like a random Daggeron comes in and like he's training them and not her, she's training. It's odd.
Yeah, it's odd.
Even though Daggeron is a joint and nobody messes with Daggeron because he is the end all be all. But I'm just saying.
Uh-huh.
Come on, O'Donnell gotta pick up a game, man.
Yeah.
She's been slacking off trying to, you know, too many, like, berries in the forest, man. She'd be, like, picking, man. She needs to, like, pick up that joint because, like, how is Claire gonna Anyway, yeah. Claire was smarter than O'Donnell. That's just hilarious.
Yeah.
And that's why I love Claire. That's why people be hating on Claire. Claire is a joint. I'm telling you. But what did Phineas do? He was like, uh-oh, they're not gonna like what I did. Uh-oh.
Yeah, but he had his hand in, getting Nick to the, humans, so, yeah.
Wait, getting Nick to the what?
Yeah, from what I hear, he was the one that actually delivered Nick to the humans. That's what I've heard.
Okay.
So,
wait a minute. Nick. Oh!
Yeah. When he was a baby. Sorry, guys.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm
like,
kind of out of it.
What are you talking? I'm like, Nick is a human?
No.
Yeah, no, okay, I got you. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll put a little spoiler alert.
Yeah, guys, spoiler alert.
I was like, what? But yeah, no, yeah, okay, all right. Got you. Wait a minute, so this was in Sentai?
No. They say it's kind of like, foreshadowing it at the end of, long ago. Like, it foreshadowed it somehow.
All he said was, oh, they're not going to like what I did. That's it.
Well, no. Ty and Ryan were saying something about this earlier that they think that's what's going to happen. So, yeah.
Oh, so that's the they that you were talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
So it really never happened in the Sentai.
Yeah.
Ever in life. Okay, so it's just some people trying to play...
Yeah.
Predicting people thing. I forgot I'm stupid. Predicting people. I'm stupid.
Predicting.
Okay, I got you. But see, that would be kind of like, oh, okay. But watch it not happen. So that is my prediction. It will not happen.
Except.
But yeah, man. Oh my goodness, yeah. So yeah, I can't wait for the next episode to go on Jetix.
Yeah. Who's going to be watching it? Maybe me. Yeah.
I'll watch it. I gotta watch. Come on. Daggeron's in the series now. You gotta watch. Anywho. All right. And it is now 1:24 where I am.
Oh, man. Do you want me to let you go?
What else are we going to Nope, there's nothing to discuss. Because did we other forget anything?
Other than Jerry has been, like, missing in action within the past few weeks.
Because he's Poe. He needs a car.
Yes, he does. And he's asking me for money. Guys, we need to set up a fund so he can quit asking me for money.
Set up a fund. Seriously, he should set up a fund, yo.
Yeah. Then we're going to have a fund for sending us to Power Morphicon. Yeah.
You think I'm joking. You think I'm joking. I will set up the fund. I'm telling you. People got me to Morphicon. I mean, Yumacon.
Yeah. Who knows? We can try it.
It'll be hot. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Drop like it's hot. Power Morphicon, a year away, and we'll just meet each other, and it will be one big smorgasbord of sausages. Like, seriously, like, I just want, you know what, one of the things that they should have at this con, like a panel of women.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Like, all the women fans just meet together and discuss women crap. And I usually don't like discussing women crap because I think I'm like, okay, we're all women, we all know whatever. But I think
we need to ask Mo or Katie what to if we could do something like that.
We should do that because power to us because we are few.
There's a few things I would like to see in this con too. So one of them I know is going to happen. It's going to be like a fan fiction thing, but. But one I would really like to have is like the music video contest. I would love to see that.
Yes. Yes.
Cuz they have it in the cons I go to.
Right.
And they're fun. They are fun to watch.
Yes. Yes.
Cuz we need like the action, the drama or well the con I go to, they put it in four sections where they have action, free form, which means they can do random
whatever.
Crap.
Right.
But those are kind of funny.
Right.
Drama or comedy. I love comedy.
Right.
But no, this year though for the freeform, they would do movie trailers to animes. It's really funny.
Yeah.
But
see, they're gonna have music. They're gonna have that. They have to have that. That's hot.
But I would suggest putting them in different sections,
right?
Because it's not fair to the ones who do it all on action, but then there's one on comedy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
because I do have an idea for the comedy one.
Oh, I have. Oh, Dino Thunder the movie.
Yes. Oh dear.
But don't worry, it's gonna be a short movie.
Yeah.
No, you know what I would. One of the ideas for Mystic Force was, because, like, usually you find out all the crap in, like, the last 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So people were going to put together, like, what happened in the last 2 minutes, and then you'll find out what happens in, like, all of Mystic Force.
Yowt.
And that's true, because it's like you find out every cliffhanger. It's like, okay, all right.
Yeah,
you know.
What I want to do, I am going to reveal what I want to do a bit here, but for my music video I want to do for this thing, I want to take one of Weird Al's music video, or one of the...
the parodies?
Songs he does. Yeah, well, he's... We know how sometimes he just sings the song normal, but in the polka version.
Oh, okay.
There is one song... Believe it or not, except for one part of the song, totally fits DT to a T.
Oh,
it is so funny.
You know, I have an album, and literally every song on that album fits Dino Thunder. No freaking joke. Winning song fits Premier. Like one song like fits like Tommy. One song fits like Connor. One song fits Ethan.
Yeah.
It's insane. I was scared.
Do you know which one it is?
The Gog.
You know?
Which one?
Like it's the one that had God. Which one of the songs was it? I'm trying to remember one of the songs. Damn.
Do, do, do,
One of them I know was the I wanna bleep you like an animal. I won't say
yeah,
the
yeah,
actual
yeah,
word.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
I totally pictured Massagox.
Oh, that's great.
Do you know which song? Do you know which song that is?
Yeah, I know what song that is.
That one I think fits Dino Thunder to a T. One of them it talks about I like I know what you like. What's on my mind? And that part of the song,
mm-hmm.
and how it has you know.
Uh-huh.
I just picture Cassidy there being the you know how she was cloned.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
It's so much of it's so funny though.
Telling you, oh my gosh, and seriously, I have to do SPD too because like literally you can like watch like 2-3 episodes of like SPD and know the whole story. It's hot. I have to do
yeah.
that one too. It's like SPD in 20 minutes. That'll be hot. But yeah, no, that'll happen. But no, I'm telling you, the women panel, and you have some like the like some of the actors or whatever, just women.
Yeah.
Just women. Women only.
Yeah.
Girls only. And if we don't tell the guys what happened because they suck, be hot. I'm telling you, that'd be hot. In fact, I'm going to put it up on the forum right now.
I think here I have an idea. At the end, where they're having like the big night, usually it's like the last night of the con itself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, you know, you get somebody to do all these pictures, and then somebody does a montage of pictures and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a few of us are going to be featured in there at least 3 times.
As we're popular, we're popular.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But, no, I mean, you know, if it's a really big event, you never know.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, well, okay, well, duh, I mean, it's bigger because of anime. But, yeah, YumaCon had, like, over 1,000-some-odd people its first time
yeah.
through, you know? So, I mean,
yeah.
you never know. You never
yeah.
know. Or it could
well,
just be, like, 30 people. In a room.
Well, then we'll have a good job. We're going to have a good time with 30 people then.
Ugh, I don't care. Shoot, more Ranger people for me. I don't care.
Yep. Yep.
You know. So, but yeah, I'm all on the fins and needles. Hardy,
yep.
Har, har. You know?
Dang.
So, hopefully it works
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
But yes. Okay, Kaylee, and at 1:32, I'm going to go.
Yeah, okay. We're going to let you go. Yeah.
Because I have to go to church today. So.
Yeah, you better get your sleep, girl.
See. It was all that soda I had, yo. Press passes. What the?
Well, anyway, Lisa, I think the both of us should talk to Katie and Mo about our ideas and stuff.
Yeah, because I don't know how to get in contact with them at all. Because, like.
It's on their site.
Where? No, I mean, they check their email. They check their email for real. Is it their email or just like everybody else's? Because I don't want to do it like everybody else.
Hold on, let me check. Let me check. Contact us. Come on.
Yeah, it just leaves the thing.
It's
exactly.
Yeah.
Like the and they like never go there.
Well,
sorry.
We need to find some way of contacting them. I mean, we need to. We have ideas.
Yeah, we might as well just post it in the frickin' forum. And they'll
yeah.
frickin' not mention it. Blarg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm gonna let you go. You need your sleep.
See, I do.
Alright.
I do. So, any final thoughts?
Nah.
My final thought is, Pit of Doom. That's what I thought.
Pit of Doom!
Pit of Doom! Oh, snap. Alright. Oh, damn, we went on longer than the first time. Hehe.
Yep. Hehe. Alright.
We recapped. We recapped very well.
Okay, see you guys later.
Alright, bye!